Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Cohan, the founder of the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Let's learn to live it on purpose. Before we get started, we need to take a quick moment for our sponsors. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine. And yet, as life challenges grind and wears down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us. And if we stray too far from it, we are unhappy in our life. At the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today by taking the Circle Life Quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action to take control of your life. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a huge favor. To write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will be able to help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/podcast and click on the subscribe button to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show. Thank you again, and now let's get on with the episode. Today, we'd like to talk about the 9 ways to take responsibility for your life. Everyone wants to be successful, but no one wants to take responsibility for their success. No one wants to take any responsibility for their failure either. The only person that will ever take responsibility for your life as an adult is you. If you don't take responsibility for your life, you won't be happy with the outcome. If you leave your life up to luck and generosity of others, the universe is likely to beat you down. An enjoyable life doesn't happen by accident. You must take responsibility for your outcomes, good and bad. You must take responsibility for your past and your future, good or bad. Learn how to take control of your life today and steer it in the right direction that you will want to go. You can develop responsibility for your life with these activities. Avoid blaming others. Were your parents good parents? Maybe not. What parenting school did they attend? Is your boss a jerk? Maybe. There are lots of things in life that aren't your fault, but are still your responsibility to manage. No one else is going to do it for you. If you're honest with yourself, your life would be infinitely better if you could just go back in time and make one or two different decisions. Learn from your mistakes. Your mistakes are yours. Learning from them is another way to take responsibility for your life. Learning from them enables you to prevent similar occurrences from happening in the future. Set goals. Setting goals is taking responsibility for your future. You're choosing the life you want to live and experience. Setting goals also implies that you're going to work towards them. Schedule your time. How you choose to spend your time each day is the most important decision you can make that day. How you choose to spend your time determines your future. Take responsibility for your life by choosing to utilize your time wisely. Manage your thoughts. Your thoughts impact your actions. If you want to take responsibility for your life, it's necessary to manage your thoughts. You can think about whatever you'd like to think about. Your brain also produces random thoughts, but you have the power to ignore them or pay attention to them. Take all the blame. The most effective way to live is to take all the responsibility. Maybe your ex was an evil person,
but you did allow the person into your life. Whatever is going wrong in your life, take responsibility for it. If you're responsible for the challenges you face, you can do something about them. On the other hand, if you think that they're totally someone else's doing and there's nothing you can do about them, you're giving up your control and any possibility of resolving them. Accept the idea that no one is coming to save you. You're not a child anymore. No one is going to care about your life more than you do. You can't wait for someone to save you. Acknowledge your flaws. You have plenty of flaws, and that's okay. Everyone has flaws. Failing to recognize them only leads to failure and frustration. Fix your flaws if you can. Otherwise, avoid any course of action that will result in your flaws working against you. Acknowledge your strengths. It's just as important to realize your strengths and use them to your advantage. Milk your strengths for all they're worth. As an adult, no one is ever going to care about your life more than you do. It's a big responsibility, but there's no one else to do it. Having a great life is up to you. Be willing to take responsibility for your success, failures, flaws, and strengths. Be responsible for your outcomes. Learn from your mistakes. Your life is in your hands. Thank you again for listening to the Living Life on Purpose show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find our show. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more details on our coaching classes and programs, please visit our website at elevatelifeproject.com and please sign up for our newsletter. And remember, life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.